This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
8 inches or smaller is what Sean says. And I don't blame Sean for not wanting to mention.
That's not what I'm saying.
By the way, the implication.
You only have to take 43.2 inches. It's 4.8 inches long.
I very much understand why Sean did not want to mention that D&M Auto Leasing brought you any of that. Because to be fair, I don't know that they brought you that in particular.
I wanted to. I was so horrified.
I know.
But doesn't that make you feel better? It's only 43.2.
No! You can do it. I believe in you. Oh, my goodness. Let's start the show on a Tuesday. Upside down question mark. I'm very thrown. But you know what? It's a Tuesday in loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. The OG John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula. That is Figgy Fig. And you are also involved in various manners. On the text line, 713-572-4610. But then also on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston from the 979. Best crosstalk. Yeah, man. Those guys do a fantastic job. I do love, like, they're like, hey, let's put on a professional program in these final 5 minutes. Let it all go. I mean, and that's, to be fair, they have a lot of fun in the show ahead of time, but I feel like they're like, oh, we're done for the day? Yeah, let's really let it hang loose. All right, but we have to start in a serious place, mm-hmm. Lopez. Let's lock in and be serious, and then we can be nonsensical later in the show. But we got to start because it is the first day of Texans mandatory minicamp. So we got football on the brain. So 713-572-4610, what are you looking for? What are you hoping to see in a mandatory mini camp day one, especially after we got through OTAs and everything? We're here. What do we need to see?
Yeah, I'm not gonna focus on CJ Stroud too much.
What do you mean?
We are going to update you. We are going to tell you yay or nay on the big question if he's going to throw or not. But that's not what I'm really, really focused on. And weirdly, this is weird, I know. I started feeling better about him when I saw the videos coming out of their picture day yesterday.
CJ?
Yeah, and he's tossing the ball around, and CJ Gardner's going, that's the best quarterback in the country, or whatever he said. And then you found out that he's going to have availability today.
You say this like I went searching, like I was sleuthing.
You were making calls, texting sources, and found out that he is going to be available for media. So I'm not really worried about him throwing. I'm looking elsewhere, and I mentioned one of the things, during that bizarre crosstalk.
I don't think it was bizarre. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's always fun. That doesn't mean it's not bizarre. The two new badasses. I want to see the two new badasses. Nick Chubb, man, did you see the videos of him squatting over 500 pounds?
Yep.
Recently.
It's that time of year, though. Like, ain't it?
But still.
And I imagine
he's one of a few people that do that type of stuff.
Oh yeah, no, that is absolutely.
He looked like Derrick Henry, and by the way, on that knee that we were talking about yesterday, I don't know exactly what it was. It was more than 500 pounds. I didn't do the math. Somebody said it was 545 or something like that. Doesn't matter.
What is the threshold for you to stop counting?
500, I'm good.
500, you're like, I don't need to know any other things after this.
If it's over 500, you don't need to be specific. So that was one that I'm like, all right, you know, he's here. He's as healthy. That's all I needed to know, by the way. That would have been my physical exam. You know, we were talking about the you know, pending physical exam. I would have said, no, he's good. No, he's good. He can go.
Yeah, but I mean, we can understand how. I know that you're, you know, there's a level of tongue in cheek in the way that you're talking about it. But like, we do understand that. Hey, man, this is the time of year where you get like the workout videos, and then you get into the season and you see like, hey, man, what does the football look like? And I feel, am I hating? Am I just off base here?
I don't,
with my concern
hating on Nick Chubb.
I mean, look. It's a possibility. I don't rule out the possibility that I might be a hater at any given time. Sometimes you have to do your self inventories to see, am I hating in this moment? I think that there's a lot of love and hope on the other side. And I understand this is the hope time of year, right? I just don't know that is like the fair expectation. I understand even coming in off of like, you know, second year off of the ACL, MCL, all that, right? Usually can be better than the first one, but I just don't know that he's going to remain an explosive player. Like, if you tell me he's going to be a strong player, all right, possibly. Like, is he going to be a dude that obviously the brain part of this doesn't go, the ability to have that vision. So I do think that, look, I'm very much in the place where I don't think it's a bad deal by any means.
Right.
$2.5 million is what we find out is the one-year deal, up to $5 million with the incentive-laden deal. All that sounds fine and dandy. Like, all that sounds great. Have him in there as, you know, obviously during camp to see, you know, what you still have and what he's able to do. I just don't know that the expectation needs to be particularly high and that you'll get anything close to what the Nick Chubb was before.
Well, I see what you're saying about am I hating, because we do need to see him cut. We do need to see him run. What I'm saying is, if you're squatting 500 pounds, my confidence level gets a lot higher about you cutting and running, you know, because that's a lot of pressure on that knee that was surgically repaired. And then the other one is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He just is a different kind of guy. You know, he's a different kind of guy. And I want to see how he, you know, in the back end of the secondary. Keep in mind, this is the first time he's going to be on the field. He didn't do OTAs.
No, he didn't. Then, I mean, he was working, don't get me wrong, but he was not a part of OTAs.
But this is the first time we're going to see him in the defensive backfield with Kamari Lassiter, with Jalen Petrie, with Derek Stingley. You know, it's going to be kind of cool to see that. I want to see that. How he meshes is going to be a longer-term thing, but it's going to start today, you know?
Okay, I guess that's fair. That's fair. I don't know how much I could take from the one day of this, but like more than anything, maybe seeing how much he, as you mentioned, meshes, but like in kind of an not necessarily off field way, but like how much game is he able to give to these guys in that context? They'll be interesting to see. So 832 said definitely a hater. Okay, on the Nick Chubb thing, but yeah, that just getting him in some of these drills, which obviously you'll get a chance to see some of that cutting, some of that actual on the field stuff. It's not going to be the end-all, be-all by any means, but, you know, get a little bit idea for the Nick Chubb portion of this. You ready to put this to bed? Does this put this to bed for you? Mm-hmm. Numerous people at minicamp right now at an NRG park saying and showing video of number 7, C.J. Stroud, throwing the football.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video right now. Jonathan Alexander was one of them.
You see any ducks? Is it wobbling? How's it looking?
It's looking pretty good. A little zip on the ball. You know, obviously there's several videos now I'm looking at. Yeah, he's full participant, at least as of now.
Are we done? Is it too bad?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Bad.
I think the only thing that I remain will remain.
Oh,
in the back
incompletion.
Oh,
wake it back up.
Bring it back up.
Wake it back up.
No, I think for me, the only thing that I then wonder about, and it's been the thing that I've been worried about the whole time. I think we've talked about it. Like, I don't think either of us were particularly worried about this for him playing. Just the idea of, is this something that can be something that could pop up at some point during the season, that, you know, with some level of, you know, does that soreness return or what have you? If it, I know tendonitis was one of those things that was speculated at one point. If it's that, does it show up at some point later when he has had, you know, continues to have the workload of the season? I don't know. But when it comes to playing, all right, that's fine. Any other things that you're looking forward to as we get to mini camp? Because I think one of the things that I'm starting to, or it's not starting, but I'm feeling again, is that this is a really, really well-built team that I think we have a lot of confidence in many different places. But we were talking about this with the fellas before they handed off to us, which is this offensive line. I'm still very intrigued to see who the guys are that they trust, or maybe get some indications of who the guys are that they trust, especially as we continue to look, as Seth said, at the center position. That one definitely has felt somewhat like a toss-up, although it feels like Jake Andrews very much is the leader in the clubhouse, because it feels like anytime they throw out the ones, it's him.
Yeah, I was actually on the other side with when Seth brought up that the center position is one of the most intriguing to him. I feel like that might be one of the most established based on the rotations. I mean, they've had a couple of rotations of someone other than Jake Andrews, but notice I didn't say Mark. Jake Andrews.
I'm proud of you. That's, you know what that's called? That's called growth.
It's growth. I'm evolving. I think the other positions outside of Cam Robinson are the ones that we need to be looking at. You know, I think Jake Andrews, at least early on, is getting the most reps. And that's it. That's what I'm looking at the offensive line is, you know, those rotations with the quote-unquote first unit, first team, whatever you want to say. But I'm looking somewhere else, too, that I think is relatively important.
Okay.
We assume, I think safely, Nico, Christian Kirk, Jaden Higgins. Those are probably going to be your top three, right?
Which is, yeah, that's interesting because, I mean, and how much can you put in on this? But I was looking at Pro Football Focus as they're ranking, you know, weaknesses and strengths in various different rosters. And they have Mechie. And you've seen, obviously, various different places because of the seniority put Mechie in. Even when they put, like, Woody Marks as the backup running back, obviously, before you get in Nick Chubb. So, like, that it seems like they are also leaning on the idea that maybe Mechie has some level of resurgence. What does Mechie show you? And obviously Xavier Hutchinson, but Mechie seems like the dude that a lot of people have on the hot seat for this particular offseason.
Exactly. I think the top three of those three, Nico, Kirk, and Jaden Higgins. The other receivers is what I'm going to be looking at.
Yeah.
Because they're so important. We know that. You go four, five, six deep sometimes, depending on injuries and sets and stuff. Well, there's five dudes there, at least five. There's more in terms of bodies that are going to be on the field. But I think there's five dudes there in Jalen Knoll, John Mechie, you mentioned, Xavier Hutchinson, Braxton Berrios. You know, there are some guys out there that I want to see who fills in the blanks, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's fair, especially of the guys that you actually will be able to see something. Like, I think that's also a fair point to note is how much are you going to be able to actually, you know, tell from minicamp on some of these things. Like offensive line, we're not going to be able to see all of the technique or any of these things. Because, I mean, we're not pads. We're not going live with this. I think the wide receiver is one of those places where you'll start to get a little bit of a feel of who maybe might be able to make some some headway, make some noise in that regard. I do want to circle back around to running back because obviously we're talking to some degree about Nick Chubb. Yesterday when we were talking about the Nick Chubb, will they, won't they, ultimately they did, obviously, one-year deal, $2.5 million up to $5 million is what it comes out to, wearing the number 21 today, mind you. But what are the, you know, some of the running backs down the depth chart who, like, have not even really gotten any love? Like, do we have any spoilers in here that might find a level up? Because I know I've liked, to some degree, what Jawar Jordan and J.J. Taylor have brought you at times. But are they just going to continue to be, like, also-rans in this? Are they going to just sit on the very periphery of this and remain there? Or do they have an opportunity to get involved here? And I don't think we'll get anything in the way of fullbacks, but anything that I can glean on that also, like just even in usage, would be very interesting in seeing what this team is doing.
I think the name, maybe you mentioned it, that I didn't hear you name mention, was Daria Gumbawale.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Daria Gumbawale, you know, because we keep putting it on, you know, Damian Pierce, you know, where is he going to fit in? You know, what are the odds of him getting traded? What is his trade value? All that. And that's all fair, but, you know, Daria Gumbawale is one that is going to have to reestablish himself, you know, as a pass. He was the pass blocking specialist last year in terms of scrimmage plays and all over special teams. I think he's one to see if that role stays the same or changes. But you mentioned J.J. Taylor and Jawar Jordan. It sounds insulting, and I guess it is. But right now, they got to be just fighting for, you know, their camp bodies. You know, and they have to fight for any run that they get.
I mean, the thing that I ultimately keep coming back to.
That's the reality.
No, I 100% agree, and it feels like more than anything is just, do you want to be, can you be guys that are, you know, that are guys that the team believes in if, you know, things shake up and they need to bring up a body at some point during the season, as opposed to like trying to really fight for a, you know, regular position on this team. It does feel like that's the place that those guys have remained in. Jalen Nowell not practicing today, does that at all give you any level of pause, or is that, I mean, we're just early enough in this where you don't really see too much into that?
No level of pause, but he could use it. I can tell you right now, you know, he's not glad that he's, for whatever reason, not participating. But no, the wide receiver position is, and it's not just today and tomorrow. You know, it's all the way through camp. You know, who's filling in the blanks is going to be very, very important. I, you know, it's impossible not to love John Metchie, but I just keep going back to that. That's a big year for him, man. This is going to be a big, big year.
The thing that I keep coming back to as I look at this, like, roster in general and some of the questions that we have, they all feel relatively minor, at least as ones that we can get answers to right now. Offensive lines is obviously major, and that's something that we'll get a level of feel when you can actually go live. That's when we get to training camp, really and truly. At this point, like, I feel so good about the way that this roster is, you know, organized and constructed, because the defense, I don't know what I would have to see defensively to raise any level of stink or any level of problems.
Right.
You got CJ throwing at this point. I think, again, we were probably in a place where we felt comfortable with that, but like whatever doubts you did have, probably you know, fully assuaged by the idea he's out here throwing, and he will talk to the media later today. I mean, we like the weapons that they have. It seems like they have opportunity at competition at most spots. Like, I do feel like ultimately there's not a lot of things that trouble me when it comes to just like the way that the roster is largely constructed and the things that we can get a level of insight into right now for minicamp, right?
Yeah, and real quick side note right here, looking at video of Nick Chubb. Man, I shouldn't get this excited about just watching a guy jog onto a field, but he is put together, man. That dude is put together.
You think he's all looks the part?
Well, he's been more than looks the part. I'm saying right now he does.
He's just like all first team looks the part, all star.
He always been that way, man.
Dude, which is like, a monster.
Who's all on your you know, first team all looks the part?
Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Off of this squad. Daniil Hunter.
Not mentioning Daniil first feels like a problem.
Well, yeah. Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter. Nick Chubb. Good Lord. Good Lord. I probably should stop.
Yeah, I feel like I see you drooling.
You might want to chub over there.
Yeah, calm down.
Stop.
Yeah. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Indeed, happy 610 day to you all. We're going to keep that going all day long. But coming up next, let's talk a little bit about the Astros. ESPN kind of looking towards what the trade deadline look like, what teams need to do for the trade deadline. Is it really this simple? For the Astros, 713-572-4610. I'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.